Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
We thought we were through it, but no, we're clearly not through it. And we have snow coming our way. A good day for us to check in with Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel and get some sense of what's happening. Ray, if people went to bed last night, right, they probably heard something about the forecast, and it sort of has changed a little bit overnight in that it's not quite as severe in some areas.
Right.
This is a really hard storm to predict. Talk about that just a moment.
Yeah, and it's all about the rain-snow line. I mean, usually it is, and usually if you're along I-95, that ends up being the line of demarcation where you go to the west and north of that, you end up with bigger totals in a lot of these East Coast storms. And then if you go east of that and you head closer out toward the beach, that's where you end up seeing less. And it's all about influence from a strong storm thrown in, you know, that warmer, relatively warmer air over the top of the cold air, and it draws in that maritime influence that changes the precipitation over to some rain or some mixed precipitation. So in this case, that's what we think what will happen as right along I-95. So let's say, you know, cutting right through the heart of the beltway, you go on the west side, some of the western suburbs, as you head out into western Fairfax, Prince William counties, up toward Montgomery, Loudoun counties, that's where you may actually see some of the totals getting into the double digits, especially the further west you go. And then you head on off toward the east and you get through areas into Prince George's and Charles County down to the southeast of the district, and you might be talking 3 or 4 inches. And then on the other side of Chesapeake Bay, you may talk about an inch or two and then go to nothing. Mm-hmm. So it's a pretty fine line to where you get snow and a plowable snow to where you may just get a slushy snow in a few inches to the east.
And when is the timing on this all to start?
We're thinking the snow will start developing as we head on through tonight. So as you head to bed tonight, you should have yourself at least prepared for waking up tomorrow morning and there being snow on the ground in most places. And that rain will be it'll start off as a rain-snow mix, and then as the wind picks up, we start driving in some of that colder air later. But tomorrow morning should be all snow here in the district. Probably going to see some mixing with the rain just to the east, and then all snow to the west and north. And by tomorrow morning, it's snowing, the wind's blowing around, and we are going to see, I don't know if snow mixing with rain at times, and then we'll see things start settling down as we go through tomorrow afternoon and into tomorrow evening. So most of us under winter storm warnings, though, with the advisories just to the east. So Prince George's, Charles County, and Anne Arundel County, they were in advisories last time I checked. I'm getting some conflicting information that they may have gone over to a winter storm warning, but I'm trying to check multiple sources right now. Either way, I think all the previously mentioned counties are in for at least a few inches of snow. But as you head to the west side of I-95, we said you get some of the western and northern suburbs a better chance at double digits as we head on through tonight and during the day tomorrow.
So the morning commute is really just going to be a mess.
Yeah, tomorrow morning's commute. You know, you're doing that. You're walking into this morning. You lost the hour of sleep. It's really making a lot of people probably a little bit cranky. So I think tomorrow morning's probably the worst travel conditions.
Oh, Ray, I was watching this morning when I was getting ready to come into work. Mm-hmm. I had the news on, and they were calling it a nor'easter. Is this a nor'easter?
Yeah, it will be.
It will be. Okay, that's why it's going to be. Okay.
Right. You've got the energy coming through Chicago right now. That's where they're getting snow. Cleveland and back toward Indianapolis, they'll get snow, but it's going to be more like that few inches of snow. And then that's the energy that will eventually transfer to the coast off the Carolina coast. And when it starts wrapping up and intensifying, you'll start getting northeast winds coming in through the northeast in New England. And that's how they name it a nor'easter.
Yeah.
We've got blizzard warnings, New York City.
Yeah.
And one thing about blizzard warnings, in case anybody doesn't know this, it doesn't necessarily have to mean from falling snow. In this case, it will. But the blizzard is defined as visibilities and wind. So visibility, quarter of a mile or less, and the wind's 35 miles per hour or greater for three consecutive hours. And it could just be from snow that's already on the ground. Now, in this case, it's not that for the New England cities, the Northeast cities like Boston and New York. But it doesn't necessarily have to be a blizzard from snow coming out of the sky. But this one looks like it will be.
You know, here in this area, we're, of course, very worried about our cherry blossoms. But look, there is a blast of cold air coming later this week that will drive temperatures way down into the teens overnight. Yep. So most of the plant life is going to suffer, right?
Yeah, we're going to have two nights where even around the Beltway, we're going to be down near 20 degrees. That's tomorrow night, or Wednesday night, excuse me, and even into Thursday night, Friday morning. Friday morning looks like the coldest, where it's not unreasonable to think for some of the western, especially northern suburbs, that we could get close to maybe 10 degrees. Now, in the district, 17 or 18 on Friday mornings, what we're thinking, to near 20. But some of the suburbs, as you go further north, you know, you may see some low teens around too.
Real quick, we're running out of time. One quick question for you. Mm-hmm. Get your crystal ball out. Are we going to start to warm up next week?
Next week, she said, yes. I do think we'll start warming up as we get into next week.
All right, need some hope. That's what I was looking for. Thank you. I appreciate that.
No Ray Stajic with the Weather Channel. Thank you for the update. Greatly appreciate it.